so we take you to Hollywood, to the brightest spot in that glittering city, the Coconut Grove. And there we hear Phil Harris's music sparkle to equal the brilliance of the stars. Here's a young man to meet you right at the entrance. Well, well, it's Phil Harris.
Thank you, Tom. Hello, everybody. This is Phil Harris to his friends and just John Doe to his enemies. Our first number is Rise and Shine, and the three ambassadors will do it, I hope. Best girl, Leah Ray, trips over the microphone to tell her tale. She says, look what you've done, but she don't mean me.
Thank you. gun. What did you want to make those eyes for? What did you let me hear those eyes for? Look what you've done. Oh, look what you've done. What did you let me have that kiss for? What did you make me feel like this for? Look what you've done. Upon my pillow I could run, lay my head, and right off to sleep I'd fall. But now I'll think of you when I go to bed, and I'll get no sleep at all. Oh, look what you've done. What did you make me misbehave for? What did you make me be your slave for? Look what you've done.
Thank you, Leah. And I certainly hope that you feel better now that you've got that off of your mind. And now I'm going to make Mr. Marconi sorry about his discovery by singing, the subject being the old man of the mountain. But he's been more than a mother to me. The mountain. That old man of the mountain. Yes, with his long white beard and his crooked staff, he tramps along while the folks all laugh with a twinkle in his eye. He passes them by, he's that old man of the mountain. He has long hair and his feet are bare. They say he's as mad as an old marshmallow, but he cares enough. He owes no one, he's the old man of the mountain. He talks with the birds when he's lonely. He sleeps with the stars for a tent. And those bees spread a feast when he's hungry. And God charges no rent. He's gonna live as long as an old oak tree and laugh at you like you and me. I often sigh and wish that I was the old man of the mountain, yeah. That old man of the mountain. Years with his long white beard and his crooked staff. Tramps along by the folks all laughing and twinkling his eye. He passes them by, his old man of the mountain. He has long hair and his feet are bare. They say he's as mad as an old March hare, but he cares enough. He owes no one, he's the old man of the mountain. He talks with the birds when he's lonely. He sleeps with the stars for a tent. And those bees spread a feast when he's hungry. And God charges no rent. He's gonna live as long as an old oak tree and keep laughing at fools like you and me. I often sigh and wish that I was the old man of the mountain, yeah. No, boys, the old man of the mountain was much older than 90. He had a long, white beard. Yes, the old man of the mountain. The old man of the mountain.